Spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us.
Anti-whiteism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Fucking
bitch! Vote first.
All right, it's Friday once again, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. May 1st. It is May Day, May Day. Now, I'm just touching the cable. Always doing that because it's like uncomfortable right there. It's not some weird spurg or tick or anything. Nothing like that. Don't worry about it. Anyway, hope you're all doing well. I'm Henrik. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing, Laura?
I'm doing good.
All right.
Yeah.
Good to go.
It's warm. It's good. Yeah. It's
Friday. It's spring. It's May.
It's Friday. It's good. It feels good.
Fire's burning.
Got some new chickens delivered, so that's good because we lost a couple chicks last night. It was very heartbreaking. Yes, we went to a bonfire and kind of forgot to close the hen house door. And looks like probably an owl snatched a couple of them. And the one that survived is black. Of course. I kind of feel for that one, though, now. It's like it's in the corner and it's scared. I went to go check up on it and it flew up on me.
The white man sympathy, you know? Right here for the blacks.
It's a bird. It's not a man. Okay. But then our friend delivered these five beautiful egg-laying hens. So.
I got a photo of three of them. There they are.
Yeah. I have nice. To say, I enjoy, this is our first chicken experience.
We're trying it out.
All our friends have chickens, but I find it kind of relaxing just sitting there and watching them. They're kind of funny. They do funny things, especially the chicks, you know,
mm-hmm.
But it's something different and new and it's a good season, you know, being outside and just
we got
listening to birds.
Chicks.
Really
nice.
Simple. Yep. After, you know, we do this kind of work. Sometimes I just want to look at a chicken.
Yeah. I know.
And then
listen
eat one
to the,
for dinner.
that's how it works. That's nature, ladies and gentlemen. Hence, someone snagged a couple from us. You know what I mean?
Whatever it was.
I mean, it's an enclosure, obviously, right? But still, they were, I guess, not adept enough to kind of go in to their coop. But anyway.
And yeah,
bird stories.
Prior to that, it's kind of cool. I mean, I love birds. My friends used to call me Lana Bird. I used to have a thing with birds. I could get birds to land on my hand. And it's been a while since I've done that, though. But there was this bird that kept flying in our house because we were just airing it out. We didn't have the screens shut on the slider. Flies on in. This happened three times. Flies in. It's got a crap on something, you know, that I like. And then, you know, Henrik, I think you got it out once. And then the last time it flew in, I actually captured it and got it in my hand, and I set it free. Well, it felt kind of nice having it in my hand.
That's right. It was in your
flapping
hand.
Around.
I forgot about that.
The kids were like, oh, you know, they couldn't believe I was holding this wild bird.
What kind of bird was it again? Not a robin.
I forget the name. I have to look it up.
Chickadee.
You had to ask. I had to go look and figure it out.
I forget what it
was. I don't know.
It
was cute. It's like a ground bird, but anyway.
Ground birds.
A ground bird.
All right. Anyway, hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah.
We have nothing planned for the show today, so we're just going to read the chat. That's basically it.
It's going to talk about birds.
We're going to talk about birds the whole show.
Well, there's some Sesame Street stuff.
Well, yeah. Core Kath.
I don't like that bird, though.
Core Kath sent a five with a folk first. There you go. Folk first, ladies and gentlemen. Get the t-shirt, Lana's Llama, redeyes.tv/store, redeyes.tv/store.
Yes, please help us out because Entropy still hasn't paid out. So a couple months here.
Entropy are doing great right about now. It's about 2 months.
Couple months, guys.
2 months missing for some reason. And they just won't. Are they just going to take the money and run?
Few more days.
Like, I don't know. It's ironic. Anyway. Yes, we're here shilling. We're e-begging online, ladies. If you want to support the show, you can do that at donorbox.org/. Well,
King Albert stepping up right away. Happy Friday, guys.
Okay,
great
let me do the
this
Albert.
Week.
Let me. Okay, you're getting way. My production is all out of whack. Okay, let's do the Albert challenge properly before you read that. King Albert, hang on.
Coming in hot.
He's slaying some demons.
Yes.
King Albert, here we go. The blue.
Nice.
You know what? You know why they're blue?
Why?
You know why they're blue. What else is blue? What else is blue?
Yep, okay. Blue-black. Blue-black. Happy Friday, guys.
Shit.
Great shows this week. Looking forward to another great show today. Hope you all have a great weekend. Take care.
Thank you Albert,
too.
So much.
I know you work
You're
your butt
incredible.
Off, so.
Everyone in chat, give King Albert a shout-out because
yes.
He's the man, and we love you, and we appreciate your support so much. Hope you're doing well.
Yes,
can't,
and the fam.
Can't wait to see you soon, by the way. Too.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be cool.
All right, so.
Also, I wanted to say one more thing. I want to give a shout-out. We haven't set up an account yet, but one of our listeners in Australia, hopefully he's watching, set up cryptostream.store. So support streamers with crypto chats. I have a website link. I think you can show that there.
Did you add that in?
Uh-huh.
All right. We'll
and
that
we'll
on.
Be launching that next stream.
Happy May 1st. It's our ancient European high festival. Fry,
yes.
Zotsiala National.
That's right. Beltane, Summer's Eve, Valpurgis. What are some of the other names? Valborg. Which one? Because Valborg, you know, it's kind of, I guess it's related to Valpurgis, right? Val, but Val is also the name for Valhalla, right? It's a fallen. Valborg is a common name, or used to be at least in Sweden. Valborg. Okay. Anyway.
We enjoyed that. That was fun last night.
Thank you.
Big bonfire, good friends. Yes.
Appreciate that. Very nice. Look at this. Shady Merchant.
Shady_Merchant sent $10. Here is a donation from Moshe Pornberg.
I think it's such a simple thing.
Morty Pornberg.
I don't think I've ever heard that name before. Like
oh
that. That's funny.
Anyway, why don't you show that link real quick so we can...
Here's some chicken butt for you. All right.
Looking forward to cleaning that up.
Yes.
That's going to be good.
So do I have to log in here?
No, you could just show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Oh, you can't show?
I can show,
oh,
but
you
it's
can't.
Just... It's a login.
I can see it because I created a login, but you can...
Yeah,
see.
So I did.
Okay.
So, yeah, okay.
But CryptoStream. So it's going to be CryptoStream.store. So this could be an option for, you know, different streamers that we know out there who, you know, if people want to support with crypto chats. So this will be cool. We'll try this out next time.
Cool.
All right.
Nice. Okay. Good work. So what are we doing here, guys? Alex Jones shut down. Did you see this?
Yeah, I thought this happened like a while ago.
Let me rephrase that. Obviously, Alex Jones hasn't shut down. This is what I've been saying. Delete that. Edit that out, everyone. Okay. InfoWars have been transferred, I guess, to the Onion, basically.
Yeah, that's what literally happened, right?
It was a bunch of.
Is that just fuck you money on their part?
I was going to do a quick run. How much did they spend on that? How much did the Onion spend?
How much money does the Onion have?
I don't know.
Like, how
is it even a thing
money?
Anymore?
So obviously, someone else owns them. So this is just some like. Ha ha, funny, fuck you money thing.
Based on reports from April 2026, the Onion's parent company, Global Tetrahedron, entered a new deal to take over InfoWars by paying a $81,000 monthly license fee to a court-appointed trustee, I'm on mic, excuse me guys, to manage the site's intellectual property.
So they're just going to mess it up? Like, what are they going to do? put a bunch of shit libs on there. Now it's a
just some shit lib outlet. How long can this be kind of a funny thing for them?
It's yeah, like Tim, I think.
Tim Heidecker and, of course, the guy. Remember Ben Collins. Remember Ben Collins? It was the disinfo reporter for, like, I think it was NBC News or MSNBC for a long time, together with some other Jewish women, right? They wrote pieces about us and stuff back in the day. They tried to get us banned and censored. I remember Ben Collins. And at the time, it was weird. But he's, the few times I've happened to have seen him or clips with him, and he's talking about this, and, you know, just a weird, spiteful, bizarre guy. I mean, I always knew he was, but at least I guess he managed to hold it together when it was on MSNBC or something. But now it's just splurged out. So anyway.
By the way, open source Intel, I saw they were like, Shabbat Shalom.
Yeah,
so a Jew runs that.
I was going to show that too, by the way.
Okay. Yeah.
Page closes at 7:30 EST. We'll be back tomorrow night. Shabbat Shalom, Jay.
I'm like, okay, out. I'm not watching that anymore.
Open source Intel.
Checking that info anymore.
Unfollow.
God, how many Jews are behind these accounts?
I don't know. And then, of course, then they post right away anyway.
So, well, that's their goy doing it for them, you know?
This is the Shabbos goy, the elevator push button guy. Okay, so anyway, so this is what it says if you go to Infowars.com right now. So it says it's kind of this ritualistically important thing for them. You know, we all have our critiques of, obviously, of Alex Jones and of Infowars and the reluctancy to go where we need to go and all that stuff. But anyway, this is still very important for them to get this, you know, kind of trophy, or what do you call it, you know, get the scalp, essentially. The lights go out at Alex Jones Infowars. And of course, again, he's already like begun transitioning over to,
yeah,
like,
he did a while ago.
I think it's Alex Jones Live, the Alex Jones Network.
Yeah, he's like, fine. It's just, people have followed him. It's just like, okay, it's just a name change, basically.
Yeah, exactly. It basically just continues.
But it's
right?
symbolic for them, right?
Like, yeah.
Ha ha, we stomped that out.
Alex Jones announced a shutdown of Infowars conspiracy platform, Bloomberg Law. Here's, I guess he's when they're going out here last. So this was his court battle and back and forth, and they're bankrupting them, and then they're, you know, years. I mean, it's literally what? Like since Sandy Hook, essentially, or I mean, it was a couple of years after he covered this.
He was ordered to pay like $1 billion or something.
Something like, ridiculous like that, right? So anyway, here's a little bit from the, I guess, last broadcast from the Infowars studio.
Heavenly Father, the leads, guides, and direct us. We are commit ourselves to God in this holy fight, and we are committed. And if God stands with us, who can stand against us? And that's how I close out. So I salute you all. What a crew. The hell we've been through has only made us stronger. Let me ask you, would you have any other way?
No.
Are you not stronger now in this fight?
Yeah!
I salute this crew and all the viewers and listeners to this fight, and I commit myself to Jesus Christ's hands.
Amen.
Thank you, Alex. All right, okay.
God bless you.
What's that?
What's he drinking there?
I don't know, champagne? Hmm? Same as after...
Ugh, I hate champagne.
After the, what do you call it, the Trump win, the first term. Remember that shot with his sitting with a champagne glass? It became kind of a meme. All right, anyway, so, okay, so it's shut down, but it continues. So I think it was it Alex Jones Live? Is that what it is now? AlexJonesLive.com? Is that what it is? Yeah, there you go. Kind of looks the same.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You know, they just copied it. All right. Good. You know, continues, basically. So they're doing the show.
I mean, I like Infowars better than Alex Jones, but whatever, it's the same thing. You know,
what do you mean?
It'll be the same thing. The name.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I hate when people use the me show, you know.
Yeah, the
my first and last name show.
And there's so many of them.
It's like, so embarrassing. I would never do it.
Don't do it.
The Henrik Palmgren show.
The Henrik Palmgren show. The Ben Shapiro show. Oh, the Matt Walsh show.
I know. It's all like that.
The Alex Jones show. The Candace Owens show. It's always this. You can't have a name on it. You got to have it. It's got to be a person all the time. It's always this cult of personality. That's what it is, right? All right. Anyway, so they're going strong. So I guess it doesn't really matter, to be honest. Anyway, we appreciate the fine work of the Shabbat Shalom crew over at OSINT, the Open Intel Network.
There. Some blackies there. Huh? Is there some blackies?
There's a couple of blacks there. You can't fully kind of go there, right? Where are they?
I saw a Fro back there.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Oh, there's a couple. Yep.
It's a multiracial crew. Or something.
Okay.
You know, we're fine. So that maybe that's why he just can't. He can't fully kind of just like he sees the attacks on like the way on whites, right? But he can't full. He can't commit.
Well, that was definitely not the guy when we were on Owen's show who said white power in the background. That was definitely not the guy. White power, guys. Remember?
Wasn't that, like I worked in that day? Maybe?
Yeah, he wasn't working.
All right, guys. So yeah, what do we got? We got Sesame Street.
Speaking of birds, I guess we should have had that earlier, huh?
Yeah, but this was nothing with the Big Bird in it, though.
Oh, my God. It's a Jewish-American heritage.
Why not? Fuck. Wasn't it? What did you say? Was it on X? It was Shabbat Shalom was trending or something? Mm. Is that what it was? Happy Jewish-American Heritage Month. This is from
the comments are just the comments are just
we can check out some of them. Okay, let's listen here first.
Hi there, Abby and I are here to wish everyone a very happy Jewish American Heritage Month. As a proud Jewish American, I am so excited to celebrate my community and heritage this month and every month. One of my favorite traditions is
what?
Yeah.
You know how to make matzo ball soup?
I mean, now everyone's going to ask me to make them some.
Oh, what is that, potato
spoiler
soup?
Alert. I know it
I
sucks.
Am. I Isn't just disgusting? Love that soup. How did you learn to make it?
My grandma taught me when I was your age.
Oh, that is so nice. That's what I love about family.
Did your
Those
grandma...
Those kind of traditions that make you feel
Or your
hug.
Mom? Was it your yeah. mom? Did well, your mom have sex with a black guy? Because what the heck? What is that? Who is this person?
It's a Khazar.
In her yellow mama. Sesame, we love you so her much. Big bird dress yeah. there.
What did she say there?
Much. Mwah. Amazing month, and we love you so much. Mwah.
Mwah. Now, so this is a thing, I guess?
Happy European Heritage Month.
Happy white
heritage. Happy white power month, everybody.
So yeah, anyway. Ah, sweet. More Jew propaganda. Here's the Big Bird praying at the wall. I guess, yes, we're now making up months for anything and everything. Yes, we are. That's how it's going to go. Elmo kissing the wall.
I always hated that Tickle Me Elmo.
Elmo,
you remember that?
It's something really creepy.
I never liked Sesame Street.
No. Let's see. Is it really more about this? What is this? Welcome to Sesame Street. Today we're celebrating Jew. Oh, it's Grok. Okay. That's bad. Shalom Street. Yeah, that works, right? We'll take it. The more Jew know. Okay. All right. Yeah, there's some good tweets there, basically. All right. Okay. Anyway. Good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Celebrating, I hope you're all celebrating Jewish American heritage. Is that a contrived attempt to try to kind of like fight what they deem to be anti-Semitism on the rise in the United States or something like that?
Is May like their month?
Sesame Street.
You mean that?
You know, like we have to educate them better because
that's what
you hear
all
the time. I mean, like we just need to train them better. That like we, you know, I don't know. We're like, haven't they done that for a few decades?
We need more propaganda so you love us.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
More dumb, annoying characters in cartoons so you love us.
Absolutely. All right, so we got, this one we got here. We got Mayday. We have Mayday today. We got some Mayday protests and stuff. And, yeah, we're not going to spend too much time on this. But, yeah, the commies, they hijacked the old Beltane Fire Festival. Because the revolutionary spirit has always been seen as burning shit down, burning witches and burning heritage, like that kind of.
Those women that used herbs to heal themselves.
Yeah, that. I just had
a nettle tincture before the show for pollen, so I guess you can burn me at the stake.
Witch, gonna burn you. Nationwide May Day protest. I didn't think it was such a big thing in the U.S. Obviously, very many of the socialist parties in European countries have driven this for a long time. This article says it goes back to like the 1900s and the workers' movements and stuff like that, right? So it was they weaved it into like the No Kings protest stuff, and it's a bunch of retards and spurgs out protesting for all the wrong reasons, of course. Oh, we just need to unite every like kind of thing. This is the anti-white choir here, basically claiming this is just some. It's just the very nebulous, right? Just the billionaires are taking over with some of the claims they had. It's like. That's been the case for a long time.
This is some new
phenomena. Like, can you talk about like setting up the Federal Reserve and who controls the banking system or something, right? I mean, the Occupy Wall Street was actually like a thing. It was, and of course, it was adjacent enough to this that it was cringe. But it was an element there that I think they were genuinely kind of afraid of like the banking system, the financials, like what's going on with these things.
Yeah, just and kind of petered out, right? It just went on to social media, kind of.
So that was the woke thing basically took that over. And then instead of, I've shown the meme a couple of times. I'll see if I can find it again. But it's like the Occupy Wall Street. Was that 2012? The peak of that?
Just looking. Yeah.
Something like that. And yeah,
ended in 2011.
So Occupy Wall Street ended in 2011?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Began and ended, it says in 2011.
Oh, really? So what happened is basically this. It turned into a J.P. Morgan and BlackRock-sponsored gay barges. That's what basically that movement turned into.
I remember right? that. Yep, yep.
So there was an actual, like, bite, I think, to the Occupy stuff. You know what I mean? But there's probably some psyop internally try to derail it. But my point is it did derail into what became... Yeah, J.P. Morgan Chase BlackRock sponsored gay pride festivals. Anyway, so they're mad. Walkouts, marches, other gatherings held for May Day, strong demonstrations across the U.S. Of course, it's all over the world. It's in many, many, many countries. I think NPR had a bunch of photographs from around the world. It's like in the Philippines, they're burning Trump effigies. You know? Workers are rising.
Los Angeles.
L.A.
The crowd seemed to have been growing hour by hour.
Like,
here.
You can't tell what country that is when you look at it.
In like, some cases, we're seeing crowds
growing. All these different flags.
In protests.
Lots of Mexican flags, Palestinian flags, Lebanese flags.
Don't go to work.
Gay
don't
flags.
Go to school.
Commie flags.
In some cases, they have said, don't go shopping. This is the
oh,
message.
No.
Ooh, shut it down, yeah.
Workers instead of billionaires is the goal, according to those who have organized these protests. John?
You know, Sandra, and it's just kind of such a...
All the billionaires are on their side now. I mean, you got a couple tech bros, but, you know...
Yeah, like, I mean, of course. Yeah, there's some like...
But they're on Israel's
Zionist,
side.
Zionist, Jewish
I mean,
billionaires. So yeah. But it's kind of a It's like globalists. You know what I mean? It's as toothless as that. Like... Say, like, pedophiles or, like, you know, workers against the Zionist pedophiles. How about that? That's a little more catchy slogan. But would they permit that? No, because it's still lukewarm multiculturalism, you know, that this is wrapped into, essentially. Here is, where is this? Is this in D.C.? And, of course, ICE protests. Like, ICE have kind of basically wound down. It's still happening, some of it, but it's very low-key in comparison to how it was. Back in December, and even that was like a lot of theater, but at least they were trying to do something. So here's DC. People and Planet.
It's always some annoying drum beat.
That's what they do.
Always.
Yeah. No, oh, that was that an Israel flag right there? Or an Israel, not war, not Israel. Fund. Okay, well, all right, okay.
You know he still loves Jews, though. He's just anti-Israel.
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. That's why, like, this the alliance here is impossible. I think there was something out of, was it Netherlands or something? Muslims were to... I don't think it was a co-joint protest, but the point of the thing was it's like, you know, these sides that they're trying to unite against, you know, the establishment or the elite or, like, Zionist control or something, like, they all end up infighting, you know what I mean?
Yep. And you can go up to someone like that and talk to them and be like, oh, not Israel. Oh, right. Let's talk about the JQ. And be, whoa, whoa, whoa there. That's right-wing extremism, okay?
No war for
Israel. We can't talk about how the Jews control most of everything in America now, okay?
Is this the attempt to, like, why are they trying to make me like Israel? Is that the attempt of the – I mean, it'll never happen, but I'm saying, you know, let's get the most annoying, absurd, anti-white – spiteful mutants attached to an anti-Israel movement.
And I mean, what would be more effective, and I think which could maybe go across party lines, would be a major tax revolt to not fund these wars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what America needs.
Tax revolt. Yeah, well, you know, Occupy was kind of like that, like banking system, finances.
Yeah.
I think there was even like a resurgence in like looking into the Federal Reserve and things like this, right? Who controls the money system? You know, it's like, hey, we're not doing any of that. All right. So
yeah,
on to other things.
I happen to see this. America also withdraws from the World Health Organization. Now, I don't know what's that going to do, really. They're financial savings and more sovereignty. And it's like, all right, what's going to happen? There's a little clip we can play. I think it's like 6 minutes. So we'll just play a couple minutes and see if we can glean any useful information from this MAHA movement.
Okay. Let's do it.
to my colleagues in public health. I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the U.S. Health.
Can we speed it up? It's hard to listen to.
It's hard to listen to him.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's hard.
As you know, President Trump has made the decision to withdraw the United States from the World Health Organization. I'd like to take this opportunity to offer some background to that decision, and more importantly,
He froze up. What happened? Did you get cold feet? Oh, this is the whole... Nice, it's the whole computer. Whole computer!
Oh, no!
Froze up. It's been happening. That's interesting. All right, well, we can always look at some chickens in the meantime. How about that? That's entertaining, isn't it not?
They're pretty chickens, I have to say.
Very pretty, actually, yeah.
I still wonder if the one that survived isn't a rooster.
And health security.
Sorry, guys.
Like many legacy institutions, the WHO has become mired in bureaucratic bloat, entrenched paradigms, conflicts of interest, and international power politics.
Yeah, I mean, look, they did obviously manage to kind of push a lot of countries into like the COVID, like following regulations for COVID or your need to do this. I don't know if it's binding. I mean, there's two things, right? One is this, they're trying to isolate the superpower so that the other, BRICS doesn't even make sense in this context, but I'm just using that term as like the other side, the other pole in the multipolar world that they want to achieve, isolate America kind of from that, whatever. However, if they have these new treaties now at the World Health Organization where they basically can take command of countries, like course it is, right? So if there's a new pandemic, a new emergency, and that, like, I forget what there was called. Maybe someone in chat remembers. What was that called? It was a new, I think it was something with pandemic treaty, blah, blah, yada, yada, something like that. And it basically states that, like, if that ever happens again, we can just move in and we can, you know, basically dictate everything. So there's a silver lining in it to a certain extent.
But, you know, when a Democrat gets in, this is just going to change. And they'll just
That's just it, right? Like what? Oh, we exited out. Okay. We moving back the embassy.
He's trying to make a point while he can, I guess. He's trying to make a point. And while I was looking, okay, what's he been able to do? It's not his fault. He's been trying to do a lot. He's getting blocked at every turn. But I did see they managed to pass the Luna Amendment passed in the House, which stripping out the pesticide liability shields. Of course, pesticide companies have a liability shield like a lot of pharmaceutical companies. So you can't sue them, you know, for cancer, right? So this happened recently.
Okay.
That's the only kind of MAHA thing that's kind of succeeded lately in a while. I mean, he's just kind of getting anywhere.
So as they are securing glyphosate for national security.
It's just like this. Exactly.
It's just a big distraction.
And then it's, yeah.
It's gonna be what it is.
Exactly. I don't get it.
The people versus poison. Yeah, it's hard to disagree with, I guess. Yeah, I'm reading the signs there.
Yeah, right there. Yeah. Glyphosate is carcinogenic, but then...
Yeah, exactly. So you go, okay, what is that? Is this some 5G chess here? We have to bring it in more poison people, and then you can sue them. I don't know. Anyway, okay, there you go.
First Amendment proposed. Let's see, strips of controversial pro-pesticide provisions... limited state, blah, 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 warnings. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen about this. Yeah, we're MAHA maxing, though, all right? We're MAHA maxing. I know. It's so sad. I have the sweatshirt, and I don't even want to wear it anymore. It's not even organic cotton, too.
It was a good
idea. Make America healthy again. You're going to sell the merch, and then, like, you know all this stuff, and you can't, and you're rich, and you can't even do organic cotton in your sweatshirts. What the hell, man? I did it.
Anyway. Although we appreciate receiving them, obviously.
Yes, of course.
From Albert. Yes. So it was very nice. But yeah, it was a good idea.
Of course it was.
It was a great idea. But then, you know, all of a sudden, like, all right, okay. So you just do something with maxing.
I saw he was interviewing Mike Tyson, woman beater, crazy Mike Tyson.
Ear chewer.
About how he grew up eating processed foods. Oh, you don't say. I think most blacks probably do.
All right. Okay, so I wanted to show one. So we didn't cover anything about this very, very interesting attempt on Trump, apparently, again at the White House Correspondence Dinner. Wasn't that what it was called?
No, something what was it like called?
Yeah. It's basically the press, as far as I understand it, right? It's the press is invited for, you know,
briefing.
schmoozing with White House people and administrations and, you know, all that stuff, right? Anyway, so we haven't covered too much. And look, there's plenty of lunatics, obviously, that believe that they need to, you know, kill Trump or whatever. And usually it's for the wrong reasons. I forget if his
for the wrong reasons.
I'm saying kind of like doofus reasons. Does that make sense? I'm saying I didn't
Do
see.
Do people even care anymore if there's assassination attempts on him? It just doesn't hit the same anymore. Now people are like, well.
It wasn't, to me, I couldn't see anything about, like, okay, he's in the pocket of, like, Miriam Adelson. Like, this is this is treason. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so that's what I mean when I say, like, the wrong way. What I'm saying is there's...
It's fine. You have to dig out of.
I don't care. Assassinations?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Anyway. God damn it. Let's go. I'm going to double down. This is that new trend. Have you noticed that, too? As soon as there's something... you kind of are confronted on doubling down, tripling down, and kind of like this retarded overconfidence has become super popular.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very kind of annoying, but anyway, there's like no kind of accountability left. There's no, you're actually doing kind of a stupid thing here.
Or it's like, I'll stop
just,
now.
Yeah. I'll kind of review and
see.
Just
maybe lay I should, off yeah, a minute.
That doesn't exist anymore.
Reassess.
Anyway, back to the assassination attempt here. So just look at this. New security footage is out how this half, what is he? It was a mulatto guy, I think, right? He was a school teacher in LA or something, right? And I'm just thinking, does assassination attempts drive up the poll numbers? Probably, right?
Not anymore?
You don't think so?
I don't think anymore.
You don't think so? Really?
I think he's lost so many people that now, I think maybe they're, maybe this was his attempt to try and get popular again. See, remember, they try and kill me. I must be your guy. And now we're, you know, everyone's like, where's those mass deportations?
I just thought this was
an
interesting chain of events here in this clip. It's only 18 seconds long, but pay attention. Because they're talking about the dog, the canine unit here, that basically goes in there in the red circle, in case you didn't know where to look on the screen. And he pulls back the dog, and then he comes running straight through. And it's like, okay, I don't know what does it look like behind it. Is there like a maze that goes like this, so it's impossible to see the guy coming in with that door? Need to run this way and just around the door? I don't know. But at the same time, the guy in the foreground here takes down one of the metal detectors to like fix something. And the way he's looking, look at this here. The way he's looking, like kind of around, like, is this a good time? So two things at the same time. The canine, but he takes that down, and everyone is like kind of lazy. The canine unit walks away.
Got to fix something.
There, right away. Look at this. Ooh,
yeah,
shit.
Right at that moment.
Look at how tight.
What are the odds right there?
Look at how tight the canine unit. It literally steps out, and like 1 second later, the guy comes running. I mean, maybe the dog did hear or pick up on something because he does pull it back. One, look at that. And then everyone's like, oh, shit.
What the heck?
I don't know. It's just,
that is bizarre. I mean, these things do happen in the universe sometimes.
Sure,
there's
sure.
that moment where you can just slip in.
But the metal detector.
With all
the
security and cameras and everything. Yeah.
I don't know.
Look at him.
So he.
It's wide open. Come in.
He passed. This is presumably then hotel security, I would assume, because I think it was the Secret Service that eventually got the guy. They didn't shoot and kill him, right? He survived, didn't he? God, I should know this. I forgot. I was like, I saw it first. I was like,
boring. Like, temporary kind of setup or something.
Yeah, so I think that's the hotel security. But did Trump assassin survive White House correspondent?
Yeah,
dinner?
He did. I think he did,
right? Yes. Cole Thomas, Allen. He survived the incident. Secret Service agents fired at Allen after he brandished weapons near a security point, resulting in minor injuries rather than fatal wounds as he was subsequently taken into custody. But just, I don't know, you're telling me, but he had that had the weapon in his backpack? What is that? Is that an AK? I couldn't see that properly. I wasn't looking at his weapon. What is that? No, it's not. No. That's a, that's just a.
Look at all them standing there just watching. Look at the guy in the glasses there. Look at the guy in the far right there in the glasses. They're just watching. And then this other black person's looking totally away. Like, and this other woman, they don't know to do anything. It's like there's a guy with a gun running through a metal detector.
Yeah, with a fucking
rifle.
There's
six people here, and nothing happened.
No one
screams. No one's like,
did he get that far? I don't know what does it look like on the outside of that door. I don't know. It just feels like it was. So then you have these weird things where, like, you know, hey, Albert, because I know we were talking about the WWE kind of nature of Trump and him being in that world and knowing all these people and kind of launching him as a character and all that stuff. Well, here's an adjacent, kind of industry guy, obviously, Dana White, the UFC president, right? The experience at the press dinner shooting was awesome. It was something like, it was pretty crazy, but like I got a kick out of it. I was running towards it. This was great. I got like an adrenaline high and, you know. How can you trust anything at this point?
Yeah,
you know
what
I
mean,
like, I've always kind of been suspicious of these things, but it's just, I don't know. It's just, my gosh. We deserve better psyops. Isn't that the meme? We deserve better psyops, damn it. Okay. But in good news, though, Trump's net worth has tripled here.
Holy cow, $6.5 billion. And how? From what?
What do you mean? From
his net worth? Has it tripled since 2024?
From 1 billion then, or 1.5, 1.75? What has tripled from that? Yeah.
So he's had a couple billion?
Almost two.
Jeez.
Well, I guess technically a little bit more than two then. Anyway, Trump's
president. And it has nothing to do with his connections of being a president. To do with that.
No, of course. President Trump's net worth has tripled to $6.5 billion since he won the 2024 election. And is much of that tied up in the merger deals with like Truth Social and the media companies and all? I don't know. You know, it's net worth is one thing because it's like it goes so much up and down, right? It's the same thing I saw that I guess we could pull that in now instead of showing it later because it's more related to this. But the stock market, right? Where is it here?
It says the biggest driver is cryptocurrency ventures.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Trump and his family launched
crypto
projects like World Liberty Financial, stable coins and tokens, coins. Yeah, meme, the Trump coin, right? Trump Media and Technology Group, so Truth Social, DJT stock, legal wins, reduced liabilities, traditional assets and licensing like last. So it looks like crypto really did well for him there.
Yeah. Yeah, Lutnick. Tether was an outlaw for years. And that's a stable coin, right? Now the $132 billion stable coin has, what's the headline on Fortune here, has a key ally in Trump's cabinet. Yeah, exactly. So it's probably through Lutnick and corruption and mob ties.
Oh, yeah.
And,
of course
it
is.
All this shit. You
of course it is.
My gosh, they have so much money, these people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And Trump is just a PR man. He's just a front man. He's just a WWE wrestler, right? That's basically what he is. But anyway, the point is the stock market is up, everyone. So it's, you know, it's fine because, you know, Kobayashi Letters here is reporting it used to be the Enron roller coaster, right? Like, oh, it's up. No, it's down. Oh, it's up. No, it's down. Now it's like every other day now. It's like, oh my God, the biggest crash ever. And there's no, it's up again. It's just so spurgy, right?
You just can't listen to it.
Yeah. The Dow is different than the S&P, but we got to do it.
The Dow.
I mean, it works. It's fine. Anyway, so it's $8.3 trillion in market cap in 24 trading days. It's just like this, just total speculation. There's like no value in anything of this. It's just a huge bubble, you know, billions, trillions, in fact, going here, going there. All right.
Well, what's going on with the Iran war?
The Iran war.
Speaking of things that are here and there and up and down and no and yes and...
Well, apparently, at least in the region, it's not going that well for the U.S. Here's some, if you can trust CNN, we got to take with a kosher grain of salt. But anyway, let's check in on what's
going on. It's all kosher, too. I don't know how that is.
No, it's not. Not the Icelandic salt.
After weeks of Iranian missile and drone strikes, this U.S. military base in the Gulf is transformed. This is Camp Buring in Kuwait, a vast desert hub for American forces, home to thousands of troops and even karaoke nights. It's one of many U.S. military facilities in the oil-rich Arabian Peninsula targeted by Iran, even as the U.S. and Israel pummeled its large arsenal. So just how hard has America's footprint in the Middle East been hit?
A CNN investigation found evidence of unprecedented destruction. We can reveal that strikes damaged at least 16 U.S. installations across 8 countries. According to our analysis and sourcing, that's the majority of American military positions in the region, and some of them are virtually unusable now.
Iran's targets? Multi-million dollar aircraft, like this, Boeing E-3 Sentry, which gave the U.S. a huge amount of visibility over the Gulf. It's out of production, and in today's money, it's worth nearly $500 million. Also, critical communications equipment, and crucially, radar systems. Highly sophisticated, expensive, difficult to replace, and central to air defense. And experts say the war has created a dilemma. Is America's presence in the Gulf making the region safer, or is it becoming its Achilles heel?
So things are going great, apparently. Lost all that money, all the resources, all the bases. Many of them, anyway, are basically defunct and unusable, and billions lost in these advanced radar systems and stuff like that. So, yeah, this is not, I don't know, there's some other deadline now coming up again, and it's like we're pushing back to have negotiations and blah, 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 and I don't know. It's just, man, this is how they get you. They just fatigue you.
Like, yeah, and then you just stop checking after a while.
It's like, all right,
and then it just kind of fizzles out or just and keeps like, going. Like a just.
Oh, yeah, they'll totally be just like kind of starvation later, though, because of food shortages, because of the fertilizer issue. But, yeah, it's
a chance we're willing to take as long as, you know, the Jewish people are safe.
As long as the stock market is up. I mean, look at those numbers. You can't argue with the numbers, okay?
Bill Biz, thank you very much. May 1st, MISC celebrations of the nons and misguided boomers. Yeah.
Yes.
That's what it's become in America, huh? Yes. Hi, Henrik and Lana. Happy Friday. Sorry, I missed the bonfire last night. Have some shekels, Gustav. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah. See you next time, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good. It was a good bonfire. You know, where are you at here? Was that Donor Box?
Yeah.
All right.
So let's go to the UK because the head of Met Police there.
Yep.
They claim at least 25% of the UK is anti-Semitic. Know how they get these polls.
How do we get these numbers up?
I don't, but 25% of UK is anti-Semitic.
Rookie numbers. Well, hello, everyone. That's the other camera.
So Mark Rowley, the commissioner of the Met, says that they need a new specialist force to protect Jewish people from a pandemic of anti-Semitism in the wake of the Golders Green attack. That's where a Somali stabbed a couple Jews who survived, and then they blamed Iran for it. Mm-hmm. And so he has submitted a proposal to Shabana Mahmood, the Home Secretary, who is a Pakistani Muslim, for the government to fund a permanent unit of about 300 extra neighborhood and armed officers to combat the epidemic of anti-Semitism. And of course, my question is, well, what about Shomrim? They already have their own police force. And by the way, there's stabbings every single day in the UK, and they never get this much outrage. I don't know why people are stabbed. Do we get special forces protecting us? A special unit to tackle anti-white hate? No. But what's going to happen is every group in the UK is going to have a special unit to protect them. And then there'll be nobody looking after white people.
Correct. I think we had this meme summarize it here.
Tomahawk sent $5. But what percent of the UK is Muslim?
Probably high now. 25 at least? I don't know. I would assume that it is quite high.
Yeah.
Anyway, so exactly. About 50.
So high they don't even tell us.
Who knows what the stats are really though on the
UK wide 4 million victims. Muslims. It seems like a lot more out of 67 million total population. So 6%. England and Wales. Let's see, that's 6.5%. Higher in England, lower in Scotland and Wales, Northern Ireland. I know, it just seems like a lot.
Yeah, they've
millions.
Fudged,
it's projected around 4.4 million. I think it's more.
And how do they register that anyway, by the way?
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably just like mosques or something that's like officially registered with the state or something. I mean, in addition to that, I would assume there's millions and millions of people that are just like they're living outside of the legal system in the UK for the most part anyway, yeah, right? They also have millions of illegals, by the way. Anyway, you know it's going to be quite a bit.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be quite a bit. Thank you, Tomahawk. All right, so we had, what do we have there? We got a couple of other tweets on that issue, I guess, huh? Okay, the archive link doesn't work. What was the archive link again? I'll pull that up.
Oh, that was just for the same article.
Oh, that was the Telegraph. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, so we don't have to show that. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Here, more goading mockery from the people who created the hell we are forced to inhabit. This is, you know, again, just a situation in the UK, right? The working class children struggling to find their way in a new world. White working class pupils have been the lowest attaining major ethnic group. GCSE level for more than a decade, right? Jackie Long examines why the system is holding them back.
Well, we know why.
What do you think?
Nons. Okay.
Ay, ay, ay. Some newsletter from Channel 4 here. Truly marginalized and rejected in the country they built, while still not enough, we still have faggots like Thorn making adolescents. Absolute disgrace. Yeah, well, they're blaming the white kid for being the stabber.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, who's the stabber again? And if something does happen, obviously.
Yeah, and by the way, those Jews that were stabbed by the Somali, they didn't die. You know, what about all the white people that die? What about them?
I'm just joking,
God,
obviously.
I'm just joking, obviously.
Just in Minecraft, obviously.
I don't care.
Anyway, let's go back here. Yeah, so here's just, I mean, look, we could sit here all day and show clips like this and stories like this and talk about these kinds of things, but here's just another example, right, of all the raping that's going on in the UK and all over Europe right now. Fake taxi picking up drunk British girls outside of nightclubs. Like, also, though, at the same time, like, can you stop with this behavior? Where's the fathers
stop
and the brothers?
Stop going to nightclubs, like, yeah, late, you know, night, 2 a.m., walk on the street in your miniskirt.
Remember the nigger that was chasing girls, like, making TikTok videos, I'm helping girls home. He had a hoodie on. He's like running and chasing girls at 2 a.m. down alleys and like think it's funny. You're like, anyway, here's a classic, right? Cops.
Taxi? Taxi?
No?
Yeah. You taxi?
Yeah.
Where's your license?
Sorry?
Your ID?
Yeah.
Yeah?
God, it's so annoying.
Yep. Look at that, Mercedes.
You get this in New York, too.
Yeah? Yep. Why? The taxi fare for girls.
No.
Yeah, they got it on camera.
Save me the camera.
I haven't got it on camera, I've come to see you.
No.
He's got it on camera, though.
Brown
Why
rapist?
Why you say that to girls?
I don't see first.
Yep. In his brand new Mercedes.
You're worth a fund,
it's government funded.
Yep.
But why are you trying to...
Yep.
Yeah, I'm taxi. I give you special deal.
I give you special deal. I remember that, too. That was common in Sweden at the time.
I remember, you know, that you were always like telling them to buzz off. They
bars,
come up and be like,
they're hovering around there, and everyone's drunk. You know, I mean, they do take service, right? They basically competed every Swedish taxi driver out of existence
under the table.
And this is obviously pre Uber and, you know, what the hell is the other one called? Lyft and all those things, right?
But now, like, those
But now it's to grab girls so they can, like, put them in, like, rape houses, basically.
Even when it's Uber and Lyft,
them.
Yeah, there's plenty of stories.
Yeah, but look at his dumb fucking face.
I know. I hate it
his
so
dumb,
much.
His dumb, oh, it's not free.
He knows he's caught. He knows he's dirty. Yep. And he's going to lie to your face because that's what they do.
Free. Look at that. Ooh, there it is right there. Smash.
Don't you just love it? Don't you want millions of more of that face?
Millions more.
Millions and millions and millions.
Yep. Norway. A Syrian migrant found guilty of raping a 13-year-old Norwegian girl in a bike shed in Tromsø will serve just 6 months in prison after the sentencing court ruled that the attacker had a, quote, low IQ.
Yeah,
you think?
They're actually going to go with that, huh?
And a... quote, reduced understanding of the reality, unquote. Abdumana Halahi al-Darazek al-Yusuf.
A girl was raped here. I shouldn't be laughing, but it's like, holy shit!
I know.
Yeah. Holy shit!
He met her in Tromsø City.
They're retarded, and they still rape. I mean, how many times do you hear about white retards that just rape girls, like, to this level.
Yeah.
Like, when do you hear that?
Well, I mean, they do it all the time, and otherwise, no, you know? He met her in Tromsø City, if that's what you're asking me. I was trying to find another tweet here regarding the situation in Norway. I'll show that in a second regarding rape. But anyway, he met her in Tromsø City Center before assaulting her on a park bench and leading her to a secluded bike shed, 13 years old, keep that in mind, near the harbor terminal where he raped her. He initially denied meeting the girl, but after semen was found at the scene and traced to him, he admitted to meeting the victim, but not engaging in sexual activity. Psychiatric assessment showed that he had very low IQ, and the court ruled that the defendant is most likely no further along in development
so
than
the
victim.
Continent of Africa, okay? They all have a low IQ.
Is that why other 13-year-old Norwegian boys rape all the time too? Because
exactly.
They have low IQ? No.
Exactly.
No, this is a racial thing.
Yes.
I mean, sure, race is tied to IQ, but I'm saying in this regard, what is it? This has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, it's a race thing. And they rape their own in Africa all the time. It's just like part of their culture.
A change to Norwegian law last year removed the minimum prison sentence of 3 years for rape, allowing the court to impose a partial suspended sentence. Conditional
it's always
probation,
that.
Meaning
always that.
He will only serve 6 months inside in a
always.
Cush, you know, Xbox, Norwegian, you know, high-end prison.
Yep.
Prison.
But come there to speak at a white nationalist conference and be held and interrogated for several days and deported.
Denied, deported, international news issues, problems. Yeah. Here's another one of these stories, right? And it's like, okay, fine. But it's the point. Like, you're in our fucking countries, you know. And again, this is good. Like, I appreciate the fact that they don't try to adapt, frankly, because I don't want them to adapt, because I don't want them around.
But nothing happens.
And
when,
some more,
like, white people, when this kind of stuff happens right here.
It will. Eventually it will. I mean, there's just, it's a matter of when
we'll
and how strong.
We'll respect your culture. Okay, we won't touch it. We'll respect your culture. It's always that.
Norwegian Muslim refused to shake teacher's hand after award. So it's not long here, right? And she's trying to grab him here.
It's always the white woman. We can't have it like this.
Yeah. Look at how many browns there are up on stage, Sergio. Look at this.
She's trying to make peace. We can get along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't have it like this. What do you think would happen? What do you think would happen, Norwegian woman?
She thought that they were going to, you know, be educated and become good feminists.
Good Norwegians,
so
just like her.
Shit
or something.
She's doing.
Yeah. No, they don't care about you. But I said that, or else you won't succeed in Norway.
Good, go home.
Yeah, exactly. Go home. But you know what that kid would do, though? He won't shake her hand, but he'd rape her.
Of course he would.
He would rape her. If he could, he'd rape her.
And look at how they all will gang up.
They
all gang up against her, too.
Visual or literal, but I'm just saying, to convey that. Like, yeah, he would totally rape her.
He'd rape your grandma.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody. Rape conviction, rape by country of origin. No taxation without remigration. Is that a new one? Yeah. Somalia, Syria, Palestine, Lebanon, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Morocco, Bulgaria, Turkey, Pakistan, Romania.
Yeah,
this
we know who that
study.
Is in Romania.
Yep. Oh, well, yeah, exactly. Okay, so.
Yeah, let's go talk about blacks.
Let's go to South Africa.
So in black South Africans are targeting African immigrants from Nigeria, Ghana, and Zimbabwe. I've got some funny clips. So groups have been protesting and marching against illegal immigration. Yeah, from other black countries, blaming foreign nationals who were overwhelmingly other Africans, which is hilarious, blaming them for crime, unemployment, drug dealing, taking jobs and houses from the locals, right? So there's videos of mobs confronting and harassing and attacking people of being suspected of being undocumented migrants and asking for, you know, where's your ID, where's your papers, and go fix your country, you know, physically chasing them down so we can play some of the clips. But the UN and African human rights orgs have come out and they've issued statements warning against these xenophobic attacks and, and harassment and all this. But many blacks are upset because these other blacks aren't going after whites instead, though. They're, hey, wait, we should be going after whites. What are we doing killing each other? And like, yeah, well, this is what you do. You guys have been killing each other long before the white man showed up. But let's look at some of this footage of anti-immigrant protests. See, if we would just take Whitey out of the picture and stop helping Africa, they'll just kill each other. That's
well,
the
I mean,
nature
it's
of
true.
This.
White man with his laws and enforcement have kind of been the glue in many of these multicultural areas. You take that out, they'll all just turn on each other in a heartbeat. They all unite, not always, but in many regards, they're able to unite against Whitey, right? White man bad, but in this case, yeah. The Ubuntu, protesting the Zulu, protesting the Nigerians, protesting the Congolese coming in, protesting the
But it's still a luxury for them. They're just protesting other people of their same race, other ethnic groups coming in.
Right.
Not like, 50 million Indians.
Well, I'd encourage that.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's bring in some Indians to, not to South Africa, but to like...
Well, there are some there they've been going after, but it's mostly, black fighting.
Yeah.
And then there's other blacks. No, we have to go after the white people.
Yeah, we have a clip, Malema there, but yeah, here's more. Post-apocalyptic scene from South Africa. A Zulu fighter age males armed with pre-colonial weapons turn up in huge numbers to hunt down other African immigrants.
And let's remind you, they're all invaders themselves. Okay.
Yeah, they all
came
to... There
was just a couple bush tribes, a few, very, very few sparse tribes running around South Africa when the white man came and built society there. So they're all invaders.
Yes.
No, this is our... they all want access to white people. It's hilarious, right?
This is basically I know that the whites are obviously a disenfranchised small minority, but you can kind of... In the wider scope of what happened in South Africa, you can see the progress, economically in terms of the civilization that the whites, the Afrikaners built in South Africa, making all these races flooding there. So what you can deduce from that is they're protesting the right to have access to the white man.
Yes,
right?
Of course.
That's what it is. No, we were here first. Let's pull up the
who's
ladder.
Who's creating the jobs and the houses and the resources and all that? It's whites. And that's okay. So here's this one woman, and she's saying, you'll hear.
Yeah.
And then people are like, oh my God, you're paid. This is some propaganda. White people put you up to this or whatever. Here, okay. Listen.
We are fixing this continent. This thing of you guys moving from one country to the other.
They're going to make Africa great again. Make Africa great.
It's no longer working.
Well, when whites controlled a lot of the countries, it was far better there than it is now, obviously.
Here's kind of, she's like smarter. She's like, likes Beyonce, She's straight in the hair.
She's trying to act white. Yeah.
We are tired of seeing African migrants moving all over the world.
Yeah, I'm tired of that too, lady.
Yeah.
I'm with
countries.
You.
Now we're making it very clear to you guys, Utitina, we don't want you here. We want you to fix your countries. Now you came here with a traveling document. You came with a passport. You know that you are a visitor. But where now you decided to come and integrate in our communities. You know very well.
Imagine that. Huh? The black Africans in South Africa are now like, fuck, we're tired of these goddamn blacks coming in.
I was like, this is why irony. Apartheid existed. Okay, it was actually peaceful when it was separate. Peace. It's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Now they want apartheid from other blacks.
It's just how far this has gone.
Layers
within layers.
Come to Ghana. We can come to Ghana and do what you're doing.
EP passport.
Eh? Now you are carrying a baguette. It's 11 a.m. You were supposed to be fighting the government of Ghana there to ensure that they're getting things right.
No, there's no fight in Ghana. You must fight once a day.
Where's your papers?
Passport.
Passport.
Where's your papers?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Let me see your passport.
Here we go.
Yeah, but these countries will have no problem, if they had the resources to mass deport they would just mass kill. let's face it.
They already do in some regards. But yeah, no, exactly.
So
of course,
just
they
step back and
it.
let's just watch it. This is entertainment, Let's go.
Up the popcorn. White strike. Just pull back for a little bit, white man, and let's see what happens.
Who's the police officer that you are bribing to certify these things for you?
Baba. It's very much the gods must be crazy, right? We ran out of gas.
Let me tell you.
There's like 50 of them watching.
Let me tell you, ne?
Well, they're all government workers, obviously.
You know, by law, you're not supposed to certify as an immigrant. You're not allowed to certify your passport.
No.
Why do you certify your passport in a foreign land?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's just start there. Why do you certify your passport in a foreign land?
Why are you speaking English?
Hey, I follow you guys back on Facebook. Can you?
It was rainy these days. And when you go out,
that guy's like, oh fuck, I'm gonna get murdered any second. You can tell he's like sweating because that's how it is there.
It was boring.
Baba, Ghana don't do that. Ghana don't do that.
All right, sharp. Let me show you.
African country that is.
Let me show you.
Who gave you all these ideas of immigration policies and laws? Like you're so deep in colonialism, you have no fucking clue. Robert Seffer left this comment today. He said, "Why is it that these black South African Bantu have no problem telling Nigerians to scram and go fix their own country, while they themselves, 45 million Bantu, invaded South Africa from 3,000 miles north last century and literally destroyed the nation with crime, murder, rape, and HIV. Man, they do it to each other, and they do it to our countries as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's
let's just keep going. Keep going. There's more.
Okay.
There's more. Here.
Let's go.
The 10th of April, you entered your country when? The very same day you came back, when? Yeah, it's a proof. Proof. Yeah, the proof.
Later on, can't go.
You went to Ghana on the 10th, and then you came back.
No.
Because here it says you exited Ghana to South Africa. When? Here it says you entered. Here you exited. And it's the same date. It's the 10th of April, 10th of April.
This stamp you got there in Elop Street.
Sort out the chronology.
It's hilarious.
Oh, then got a connection here.
No.
I am telling you, that's where they buy it from.
No, they're Nike and Adidas stuff in the background.
Oh, nice.
And like somehow this black woman is just naked running through the street. These guys are like beating the shit out of her. This always happens somehow. It's just girls gone wild in the middle of it all.
This is South Africa. African Some, men and women stripping and beating up a Nigerian woman.
They really don't like Nigerians, you know? Like,
and I think Nigeria is the most populous country in Africa, I think, right? Isn't it?
Is it?
I believe they are. Aren't they 400 million now? Yeah, look that up. Demographics, Nigeria. I think it's 400 million now. It's slated to be like a billion. Okay, it's violent. That's what they do.
They love it. And then it's like, oh, let's just take the opportunity. Let's just, Nigeria, 242 million people.
I thought it was 400. Where? Okay.
Not 242 million. Okay. Most is the sixth most populated country in the world. So it goes Nigeria, Ethiopia, in Africa, Egypt, Congo, Tanzania.
Yep. So, we don't have to, there's kind of graphic there. Like they're spreading her legs down.
Oh, I didn't see that part. So of course, let's just rape while we're at it. You know, we want to rape you and then deport you.
Do you see what American thug culture have done to these people?
Exactly.
No, it's the jungle man right there. Doesn't matter.
This picture right here, blacks fighting in trash. Okay. That's like if whites leave, this is what it will be. There won't even be outhouses in the background though. Not hardly any clothes. Okay.
It's what was that, Blumkampf movie? The squall, it was like robots and squalor. District 9 was the aliens, but Chappie or something. I mean, actually, Elysium was like that too. Remember those movies?
Oh, right? Yeah.
South Africa, Joburg was one of the earlier versions of District 9. But anyway.
Lots of nouns.
Yeah, filthy, garbage kind of thing, right? Even like Children of Men in the UK show the future. It's like, this is fucking hell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then the same directors in those movies, they show you this, but then they say, to oppose this is racist or like fascist or something. You know what I mean? It's like
common sense and survival.
Like this is just misery. This
it's insanity.
I remember that many, many years ago. I forget was it Paul Kersey from We Live Here, or was it Stuff Black People Don't Like? Or what was this handle again? Anyway, he was like, I think it was him. Anyway, he was like, Africa is a continent of trauma or something. Right? I mean, sub-Saharan Africa primarily. Yeah, yeah, yeah. North Africa is a different, even Egypt, obviously. But that's Egypt is like Middle East, you know what I mean?
And it's like, it doesn't take much of a reason for them to just chimp out and murder and rape and steal. And they're just like, oh, we're doing that now? Okay, let's go.
Let's film it.
And then there's like millions of them ready to go and do it, mm-hmm. you know?
But then they, in some regards, not always, obviously, but in some regards, then they line up and fight Whitey together.
Yeah.
But as soon as that's now coming. Whitey then in South Africa is a marginalized minority, not as visible, not part of the picture anymore. Now they begin to turn on each other.
Yeah.
Wow. If only someone would have told them, huh? What? I wonder why they wanted apartheid.
Yes.
Separateness. I wonder why. Oh, it's the most evil thing in the world, you see.
And all but, these what, blacks did, were
you,
coming
you
down
you want to
there.
See what the end result is? That's that. Is that the world you want? All right. Anyway, here's more. Do you know the context here? What's going on?
They're trying to shut down businesses that immigrants are running.
Okay.
Look, see, and you can see how these blacks, they sweat it because they know they can die, right? At any moment.
But how do they know that they're migrants? So, do they see?
They know. There's differences, I guess. They can see. They hear an accent.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They just know.
Yeah.
We know who owns the kebab shops, you know.
So the blacks are just like, board up your shop, Blackie. You're leaving. Yep. You're being deported. Yep. You're guess who's getting deported.
And there's always like that in the background, like 100 of them.
Archie
sent $7.44. A Kenyan told me that Africans like to speak English to show that they are edumacated. Otherwise, they speak Swahili or their tribal tongue. Might those Africans be posting their immigration video as clickbait on Twitter to make money?
Do you think so? I mean, it doesn't look like they're the ones posting it, but there's an interesting theory, to be honest. It looks like there's just others, so who knows who's actually posting it. But in this case, it wouldn't be him, right?
Yeah, it's but not him. I'm sure he's like, okay,
I'm sure they can do some grift to it.
I'm going to leave, and they're just walking around with, you know,
whacked with the papers there, you know, anyway. Thanks, Archie, appreciate it. All right, here's more.
I mean, come on, they sold each other into slavery, so.
Yes, they did. Al Jazeera, they're upset here. Growing tensions in parts of South Africa where anti-immigrant groups...
Come on, spear chuggers, let's go.
Anti-migrant groups are targeting foreign nationals in demonstrations. This is very
it's
worrying.
A Tommy Robinson meetup.
Okay, that was a good one. I guess what was that? Was that? No, that was the Haka, Huku people. Maori, right? Wasn't that what it was?
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's basically the same to me.
We're going to show this beautiful culture.
Targeting migrants in South Africa. Thousands of people in Durban, Pretoria, and now Johannesburg.
So, okay. So the question here then is, since they say that this is what the whites, the Afrikaners did again, you know, back in the day, right, 90s, will they respond with the same measure against now the black South Africans? That's the big tell, you see?
Yeah.
I think internationally they're confused. What do we do here, right? What's the it's now it's black on black. But it's still migrant versus, you know, local or national, I guess, right? So who's the victim?
They're fighting over living in an area that white people built and still, you know, run behind the scenes.
Yeah,
fighting over access to white people.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Say they want more government action to tackle what they say is illegal immigration.
Where do you begin with this?
But then when we do it, or when white South Africans want to separate, oh my God.
End of the world. The worst wickedness evil ever.
Anyone just wakes up in the morning and decides that they're having problems in their own country. Oh, let me look for greener pastures, and it's South Africa. And if we don't say anything...
Shaniqua. Let me tell you what's happening up here.
About it, if up we say in something here. About it, we're told that it's black people. This is not a skin color thing. It's about us protecting.
What do you even mean? Like you're black. What do you mean? Like this? This would be like, you know.
It's not racist. Yeah, it's all your own.
Like, this would be like Swedes are complaining that Germans are migrating up to Sweden, and it's like, no. This is not a race thing. This is not a white. It's not a skin color thing. It's like, yeah, it's a national thing. You have people from one country going to another country, and they are different. I mean, there are I would assume subtle differences, obviously, right? These are different ethnic subgroups inside of the African black race.
Our country, which is a sovereign state, we love our African brothers and sisters, but it's time now that they also fix their own countries for their own children and their own future.
Did you fix your own, though? I think so. The reason why they're doing this now is because it's obviously total chaos in South Africa, right? More or less. We covered this over years now, but like the infrastructure is collapsing. There's power outages. There's no water. They're stealing pipes. It's just lawlessness.
It's black power.
It's just total mess. And so now, when whites have become so marginalized, they're mostly pushed out of kind of official positions. They still kind of blame them, obviously. But I'm saying now they're beginning to just turn on each other. When shit doesn't work anymore and it's collapsing now, like, we're tired. Like, you need to leave now.
That's right.
You're the foreigner now. Yeah, guess what you did? You are a descendant of those that did show up on those same premises.
That's right.
You did it against whites, and now it's happening to you.
We're making it very clear.
Okay, we saw that one.
To taint us as a people of South Africa who do not want to live with other people. Because that would not be correct. Because that's not who we are.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says the concerns should not lead to xenophobia. He says the government is clamping down on illegal migration and rooting out corruption in the immigration system.
Yeah, right.
The United Nations has condemned the attacks.
And their high-tech supercomputers.
This is not the first time such protests are seen in South Africa. There were large outbreaks of violence against foreign nationals
in
2008, 2015, and 2019.
How about the farmers?
The same sentiments are being repeated now.
We are saying our borders must be properly managed. And all these people who are undocumented.
This is hilarious.
Ein Reich, ein Volk, ein Führer.
Yes.
Blood and soil, everyone.
We need healthcare. And while they're telling us that we are xenophobic.
Xenophobic. We need
tensions
healthcare.
They're coming in and getting free healthcare. Yeah, they're coming in and basically funding free Mercedes when they come into Europe.
How do you think we're looking in Western hospitals, in most big cities in Europe
feel?
Right now? All right. Anyway, here's another one. I can play this one. Here's, a lot of the same type of clips here, but witch hunt.
A warrior formation
Zulu
for a
Ubuntu,
war.
Mabantus, it is.
Marching across South Africa's cities to warn.
At the end of the day, it'll always go back to the spear. If you take the white man out of it, they will go back to the spear.
Yeah, but there's still metal on the tip of that spear, though. It's not
that's
stone.
True.
So
it's
a big difference. That's still not yours.
Peaceful. They're brandishing weapons. They're in the heart of Johannesburg Central Business.
I literally hear monkeys. Do I hear monkeys?
Sky News. Why
heard monkeys.
Sky News. Hey, Sky. Hey, Sky News. Why didn't you send a white reporter?
Yeah.
Is there a reason for that?
Making it clear to everyone here that they do not welcome African foreign nationals.
As the city's residents navigate through
hundreds just love white
of
ones.
Protesters,
sure
they're
do.
Targeted.
He just tasered him. Feels like a witch hunt. They keep pointing out people that they think may be foreign and then attacking them. We just saw a man get tasered on the
this
side of the
This has been happening,
street.
Though, on tribal levels in Africa since forever.
Of course, this is the norm.
This is tribal warfare. Absolutely. Like, this is just it. And now they can just film this and put it out there.
Yeah. I mean, again, this is for the most part most of the world, but it's been again maintained and glued together by white civil structure and legal structure. But now, when whites are disenfranchised, it's collapsing.
We can't find anything. Now we are focusing on the illegal foreign nationals. Yes, which are black Africans. That's why we are focusing on illegal foreigners. Let me tell you, we go to a hospital, they are illegal foreigners occupying a hospital. You go to school, they are illegal foreigners.
Members of Operation Dudula, the military name of this xenophobic movement, can be seen entering the ground of this school earlier this year, harassing parents in front of their children, who they suspect are undocumented. In other instances, they've prevented foreign nationals from accessing health care.
There only was a solution to this to this problem.
You know, if you were to tell some of these black guys that are more nationalistic, they're talking about, you know, these illegals stealing everything, you'd be like, yeah, that's happening in our countries too. They're coming in and getting access and housing. And they would say, well, they're just coming for a better life.
Yeah, they're economic migrants. You need to do this.
They won't have that same level of understanding, right? They won't draw the same conclusion.
We're never going to get anywhere by like... Haha, I caught you in a contradiction. It's like a legally
And like that guy
know,
matters. He doesn't have a pot to piss in, you know? He lives
with,
in some hovel.
With reason, I cornered you, you know? And it's like, Okay.
So there's also one clip of one white woman I saw, because all the whites are afraid to go out there because they would get murdered, right? I didn't see any white people. I saw this one white woman joining in.
Not this. Is it this clip?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll try
it. Oh, that's the Indian one.
Okay. Let's check this one.
What's your experience with undocumented migrants?
So I think I speak for all provinces, not only just for Gauteng, as I am from KZN. So the entitlement of these undocumented foreigners, where they are actually hitting our people, selling drugs on the ground.
Forrest Eagle sent $15, make white people proud again. Great show, been listening at work, can't wait to watch later.
Nice.
Sorry I missed the bonfire, maybe next time, praise Odin.
Oh, thank you.
For sure.
Hey, Odin, appreciate it, thank you, it's very kind of you.
And then twist and turn the information. The mere fact I went through an experience where they actually attacked me, I got beaten up for being a South African citizen, for cleaning up our streets. Mm-hmm. So the crime
a white woman cleans up the streets in South Africa and gets beat up. You know, I love it how the one white woman they interview tells a story of her getting beat up cleaning trash. Like, that is the state of it.
Yep. Spiteful Mutant, thank you for gifting that sub. Appreciate you.
And doing here in South Africa, they twist and turn everything, and it gets pushed on our South African citizens. And we need Cyril Ramaphosa to intervene, because this is wrong. It is not the South African citizens, because if you see a murder that was
the white moral compass here
committed, who is involved? Undocumented foreign national per se. Let's put it like
blacks.
That.
Blacks.
So your experience, was anyone ever arrested for that crime?
One that was arrested, and then I saw the policeman go around the corner and release the guy. So my question is, do we really have
And then there was a bunch of blacks hitting this comment, blacks in Africa, your country, this isn't your country. It's more her country than any of those blacks complaining.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
Denise Goldberg. Yeah, Joe Slovo. Yeah, exactly. Let's remember, shall we? Mm-hmm. South Africa had white activists who fought alongside natives, but you wouldn't know that because you hide behind race for everything. Not every white Afrikaner, no racist. Y'all are daft men. I'm not sure what he means there, but obviously he's linking up all the Jewish handlers of the black liberation movement of South Africa.
That's right.
Good old Joe Slovo.
I've been to South Africa.
Commie.
Used to be nice. Okay. Used to be pretty. Now here's a Jeet. Yeah, black versus the Indian. This is in Durban. I've been to Durban also.
My sister, go take a walk and come back and relax.
No.
You don't need to be angry. That means you're not a gentleman.
No.
That means you're a gangster. That means if you're angry. Go take a walk, breathe in and come back.
Talk principle to me.
Don't tell me what to talk. I'm not your child. I'm an adult. Don't tell me what to talk. You talk what you want to talk. I'll talk what I want to talk. It's a free society. In the sum of the constitution, it's freedom of speech. Do you know the constitution?
All these white ideas. I love that. They all hate white people, but it's like they're channeling these white ideas to try and win.
Speech.
It's just amazing.
So anyone in these countries came up with freedom of speech?
Freedom of speech, constitutions, immigration laws. It's hilarious, isn't it? It's really funny to watch.
But you want me to talk?
No.
I can't talk to you. I'll talk to you now, sir. Just now. You understand?
Sorry.
So I'm saying to you, let me finish talk. Then you can talk as I respected you. All right? The first thing is your approach is wrong. Supposed to come, make an appointment.
Fuck the appointment for abusing my sister, right? Taking the furniture, taking everything, and
now,
putting the fucking stand in the shop.
Now.
Fuck you, I'm telling you, fuck you.
It always ends up in fuck you, bloody fuck you.
This is just amazing. Oh yeah. This is what happens when like the Aryan man steps down from like global responsibility. That this is the
fuck
rest
you,
of
bloody
the world.
Fuck you.
It's permanent in you. Yeah, you can hit me, but then you'll.
No, I support to hit you.
You touch me.
Fuck you.
I'm an official.
Fuck you.
I'm an official.
Fuck you. I'm telling you. Fuck you.
That's criminal.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
You can go then, right?
Fuck you. I'm telling you right now.
Thank you very much.
You are totally wrong.
Thank you very much.
You are totally wrong.
Thank you.
Because now,
you got property or something that I can take from you.
Fuck you. I'm telling you.
No.
You're stupid. You should respect us. No, we need to talk.
Because I'm recording also. Let him carry on.
No.
Carry on.
And fuck you.
Thank you, sir.
I'm telling you.
Fuck you, bloody.
Thank you.
You
no,
must.
You said fuck you. Now why are you talking to me? I can't talk to you. You said fuck you. I can't talk to you now.
Then fuck off. And then
I was here before.
Yeah, that's insane. These clips are hilarious.
You said fuck you. I'm fucking off.
And fuck you.
No, I don't know. She knows me. You know me. What's my name?
I don't know. Say my name, bitch. What's my name,
Curry. Your name's Curry.
You sure about that?
What, he's wiping? What was he wiping?
What's his lanyard? His dirty lanyard?
Ew, yeah. Oh, gross. Like sure a 6-year old kid.
And it's like, I know they have to have bar on the doors now, but it looks like a prison, but it's some government office there run by some Jeet. Oh my gosh.
All right. Holy and this Christ. Is rich. Here's a black guy upset that these black foreigners are sleeping with their women.
Anymore. These girls who are sleeping with foreigners, they must never think they're going to control us. This is our country. Anymore. These girls who are sleeping with foreigners, they must never think they're going to.
Wow, layers, that's quite a name there.
Layers
of Lululu clash with the Doodoodoola members. Operation
it's all Ooga Booga. Oh my gosh. All Ooga Booga. Johannesburg. That's
hang on. But okay, so here's the guy then. And remember, he's the dilemma here.
One Africa, one love. Economic. Yeah, right?
Africa must unite
lies,
now.
Lies.
We have the
liar.
All right. Anyway, he's trying to unite the blacks against the whites because his Jewish handlers. Remember, he had a little yarmulke on.
Yeah, I remember.
He's thanking his
his
funders and supporters, or whatever. But he's trying to bring it back. Well, listen to you. This is a 49-minute long speech.
Oh my God.
Maybe I can muster a minute. Anyway, let's play a little bit.
Let's ask a question. After you mark,
ask me.
Lightning effects there in the beginning. Nice.
Say you don't want Zimbabweans, you don't want Nigerians, you don't want Ghanaians, you close shops, you march. Why are you not coming back to tell us the following day that after that march, we expelled 10 Zimbabweans, and out of those 10 Zimbabweans, we're able to give 10 South Africans jobs? There is no such a report. Why? Because now kaba kuba ma Zimbabwe. Hauna misebetsi batho ba le ba Zimbabwe ba etsa misebetsi e lona le sabatlong o etsa because those are slave jobs. They don't pay anything. You want proper jobs. You want a job with a pay slip, with
blacks an appointment get jobs. Letter, yeah, they make
with
jobs.
Pension, with medical aid, and you deserve it.
All these white ideas, yeah, pensions, medical aid. Come on.
Here's the kicker right at the end here of the minute.
Each other. It is the same people who made us fight each other during apartheid.
No, they didn't. They didn't make you fight each other. You did that.
Who made you fight each other?
The Jews.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, George Costanza. Appreciate that. All right. Yeah.
Okay. And as if they weren't already fighting each other forever before this.
I know.
Yeah, Robert Mugabe's son deported from South Africa. This is funny, over firearms offense. Now, remember, his daddy ruled Zimbabwe for 37 years. I've been to Zimbabwe. Yeah. Long time ago, forcibly seized white-owned farms, totally ruined Zimbabwe, like some of the highest inflation the world has ever seen. But they say that, you know, his daddy delivered independence for Zimbabwe after decades of white minority rule. So then what happens is millions of Zimbabweans poured over into South Africa after they tanked Zimbabwe, stole it from the whites. And fun fact, by 2008, the AIDS rate for individuals there had aged between 15 and 49 was 15.3%. Yeah. And at one point, they had to eat rats. I remember these stories, Henrik. Eat rats to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Eating toxic roots and rats, and absolutely everything. People weren't even seeing mice anymore. Like, there were anything that they could eat. Right. And they were still blaming white people for it.
I remember
after they had chased them all away.
I remember this. So, at the time, again, during the time when he was seen as liberator and all that stuff, Queen Elizabeth
gave him
the honorary Knight Grand Cross in the Order of Bath by Queen Elizabeth the Second at the time. This entitled him to use post-nominal letters, GCB, but not to use the title Sir. In that United Kingdom, the House of Commons, the House of Commons Foreign Affairs Select Committee Eventually, they did call because, like, it was so mismanaged they called for the removal of his knighthood, which happened in
he went to jail.
2008. Yeah. Like, that's a long time after he's like all the mess and the farmers and all that. But yeah. They finally forced his hand to basically strip him of the knighthood. But the point is, he was awarded a knighthood because it was like, oh, he's, you know, taking it from the whites.
Yes. Yeah,
like, you know, I mean, like,
they stole land from white farmers and they all left. And then everything went to hell and they were starving and eating rats. And then there was that one point where they were like, oh, please, white farmers, come back. It's like, hell no. Why would they want to come back and face that possibility of it happening again?
You can see the devastation to the Rhodesian, let's call it what it really is, make Zimbabwe Rhodesia again.
Yes.
You could see it from space. Remember that? There were satellite images that had come out of like pre-Mugabe and then after Mugabe. Yeah. And it was like
pre-white,
nice and green and fertile and things are growing. And then it was just like a brown, scorched, you know, landscape. And it was like nothing grew.
They think it's just starvation. Magical soil that somehow whites just get access to, you know, that they don't do any work or have any knowledge.
Yeah, it's just they're cheating their way.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And then, by the way, while all this is happening in South Africa, now I notice that there's eyes on Irania. Like, look at these whites over here living separately and thriving. And what is going on over here?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, these are the white people of South Africa, like, trying to remind people, like, we need to go after it. Like, what is this? This is a threat here? Oh, there's a town in South Africa where black people are not allowed to enter yet. They can't do anything about it. The town is Irania, a small white-only town, and was founded in 1991. Yet they think fellow black Africans searching for food is their, you know, is their big problem or whatever. So it's like these are like threats. I see some of these things.
Oh, yeah.
And then let's play that clip of the Irania guy.
Okay. Is that, what's his name again? I forget his name now. Okay.
I'm not sure which one that is.
The question.
Was he the one who had an affinity for a specific race? Or maybe he didn't. I don't mean to... cast any shade if you didn't, but I forget the way. I know there was some critique of some of these guys. Wow. Maybe I don't think this is this is the Irania guy. That was probably just the Africa Forum, I think. Anyway, let's.
Oh,
let's
the question. Oh, why can't a black person come here?
Remember, he went to meet with the Ben Shapiro, and I think that was the Africa Forum. Yes. That wasn't this guy. I think
it's not the right question.
No, not
it's
this
more
guy.
More question like a marriage between two people is exclusive affair. Doesn't mean you're against anyone else.
He's got a reason with this.
Yep. Or, you know,
he's got to explain it to that.
Look, it's okay.
Give it a chance.
I appreciate this for the sake of the video, then, maybe, I guess, to a certain extent. But what you have to understand is that you might have to spend like a couple of years with this one black guy to kind of like explain ideas and educate.
Meanwhile, there's a billion of them behind him that want to come and kill you.
Exactly, that's my point, right? And it's like, do you understand? And it's like, and then you don't talk about those things again for a month, and then it will be back to normal mode, you know, kind of thing. But anyway,
I forgot.
In your wedding, in your marriage, you're exclusive. Doesn't mean it's
not. No, they're not. Blacks don't do that. That's a white person thing.
We want to preserve our culture. We want to preserve our traditions, our faith, our language. These are the things that we want to preserve.
But someone might ask, if you want to preserve your culture, you're preserving your culture on a land that belongs to South Africans.
The land here, we bought, we paid for it.
He is South African.
From who?
Mm-hmm. Well, at that stage, we bought it from the previous owner, which was the government. Right?
But I don't think an African can leave Africa, go to Europe, and say that we just bought this land.
They do it. They do it.
Doesn't make it right, obviously. But the point here is that he doesn't know the historical context of how South Africa was settled.
Exactly.
And the fact that there was no one in the goddamn region.
Yep.
I was like, oh, there's some other tribes, like way later up by the Snake River. Mm-hmm. They bumped into some like local, marauding, or I'm not sure if they were marauding, but they were nomadic, basically, right? They were just hunters. It wasn't. There was no settlements.
Interviews on this 10 years ago with South Africa. But see how it works. The white man, even though he's been there for many generations, he's still never African, and he's never welcome. Yeah. Right? It's never his land. But then blacks come over, you know, yesterday to Sweden. It's like their country and their land.
This is ours now.
And it's like they're Swedish.
It's ours. It's ours in South Africa, but you don't have any claim to your own land in you know, Europe or the countries you
that you actually cultivated and found it.
Yeah.
Our name is Afrikaners. Our language is Afrikaans.
Hmm.
Right. So we feel part of this continent, and maybe people don't agree, but I don't have another home. Obviously I know that I have European roots.
Yeah.
400 years ago.
Yeah.
For 400 years, my people have been here.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
I love Africa. I don't want to live anyplace else. I feel a part of this continent. My language grew, obviously from Dutch, but it grew on this continent.
Yeah, turns into a different thing after so long.
But this is one thing that Arthur Kemp was concerned about. He's like, okay, this is great that they have something like that, but they're surrounded demographics, you know? Yeah, and then it's like, once they sniff it out and then, they start coming in with their spears, you know, what are you going to do? You need some like high-tech, you know, robots.
Just that one put out, the border, I mean, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Like it's that. Just,
I don't know. I mean, it's, yeah. This is just a... It's Mayday. 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 This is, it's bad everywhere. Total chaos, flooded, just massive population movements and stuff like that. I mean, luckily we are in a, I mean, it's just way overpopulated. We haven't gotten even to like the India stuff later on, but like even some of that shit with that, them.
Well, yeah, I have to talk about India. I have to talk about what's happening in Germany. Like there's quite a bit of things here, but I also wanted to show in Nigeria, they're fighting back and attacking South Africans, right? And then someone asks, well, what are you even doing here? What do you need to even be here? It's like, okay, well, being in Africa makes sense. Nigerian, South African. It's like, what are you doing in Texas? Like, there's a huge Nigerian population in Texas.
They just have to be. I mean, I guess a multicultural country, you know what I mean?
Archie sent $7.44. I read a Guardian article that was about 7 years old, which was about Irania. The title was condemning, and so was almost the whole article.
Of course.
What made me chuckle was that it opened by saying that Irania is a small town in which nobody locks their doors.
Yeah. I wonder why. Well, what could it be now? All right, you want to play this?
Yeah.
Hold up. Officer, just hold up. What I'm saying is simple. Nigerians are here in your commission, and you show more disrespect to Nigerian people. This is Nigerians outside.
I've told her that.
She's afraid. I haven't figured this vertical horizontal thing out yet.
We are not violent people like the South Africans.
They're not violent like South Africans. All right. Look at all this commotion for this other black person.
I'll give them, I mean, at least they're also doing something that whites don't do, though.
The witch hunts and get out in like groups and...
They're so disagreeable.
People down and pull them out and confront them.
When I did that the video on how Norman Finkelstein didn't even study Judaism, but he's an expert on Zionism. You know, you look at a lot of stuff that's both has been going on in Israel, but is going on in Israel, right? But just like, just to be willing to like go into those areas, like highly crowded and people and things everywhere, and it's like, again, it's an ancient, you know, there were many ancient civilizations in the land of Canaan, obviously, right? But I'm saying you got to be super disagreeable as a person to even want to be like, to try to shoehorn yourself into that situation to take the land from. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, for generally for white people, we're just like, all right, I'll just go over. I'll go to this other.
It's not worth it. Yeah, you I'll know, start fresh.
I'll go
here.
Out in the forest and like make my own thing. Like I can't, you know what I mean? These are highly disagreeable people, and whites are so nice for the most part, and we're too agreeable. We're too nice, and at least I would have nothing to do with this, but I'm just saying we could learn something from this. We could take a page out of their book, like.
One mob mentality.
Yeah, they have some foreigners showing up, and they're all like, they're fucking all just coming out, just going after them.
Even if it's the same race,
what happened? Like, that's. I mean, granted, it did happen to a certain extent. It did happen in like, even places like Sweden, like in the 90s and stuff, like kebab shops and stuff. And it's like not a protest, but it was like people were viscerally, like, you know, actively engaged, against, many of Swedes anyway, against these people. Many were not also, but I understand that, but I'm saying, but now it's just this, like, kind of just, for the most part, you know, on this level, fighting on this level is just giving up, you know what I mean?
Anyway. I know.
Should we play the rest of that or not?
Ah, we can go on. Well, speaking of Nigerians, there was a Nigerian American in Japan, and it was actually a Chinese girl with blonde hair that we'll show who was in Japan who calls a black American a. We'll play that after this. Sorry.
Oh, not this one then.
Calls her a nigger. We can do that after this other clip.
Oh yeah, that one. Sorry, I forgot. Yeah.
So remember, the whole Shiloh Hendricks thing happened a year ago. So I was like, hey, is a Hard R Summer back?
That is the wrong, I think so, link, though. That actually is
it's
one.
Do you do the Asian Dawn one?
Oh, the there one we go. Okay, it. Thank you. Yeah. You got it. Now I see it. All right, gotcha. Okay, let's play this one. If it loads. Come on, X. Here we go. So a blonde.
So she's not Japanese. They say Japanese woman, but no, but it's Chinese? Actually a Chinese woman in Tokyo.
Okay. We're done here.
We don't fucking care who you are.
No, I am a Nigerian American. Do not call
stop,
me a
just
nigga.
Go try that. We don't fucking care. Go try your stuff.
She said, you bitch, you should have stood over here. And I said, nobody told me this, man. And then she proceeded to call me.
This is not a fucking unit. Go try your stuff or not.
But you called me a nigger and you called me a bitch.
I wanted to call you a nigger because I wanted to.
Where was this again? Was this,
this
in
is
Japan?
In Tokyo, yeah.
So it's a Chinese woman in Japan with a Nigerian American.
Yeah.
All right.
She just gives no fucks, you know. So this is going everywhere, and everyone's, you know, trending everywhere. Everyone thinks it's hilarious, but it's like, I am a Nigerian American. Well, why do you move to Nigeria? Yeah, and why is this other one?
Is that a kind of a, is that a fully, maybe it's just the blonde hair, the dust throw me off, but that, is that a fully Chinese face?
She's probably had some
like
work. She's probably had some work done or something, because, you know, she's they like do, they open up the eyes more and stuff. Yeah, they do these surgeries and stuff.
Okay, all right.
But if,
maybe that's what's going on. All right.
It's not done yet. You can keep going.
Okay. No, I think that was it.
It was
rolled around. It's 28 seconds long.
This is not the fucking UN.
Yeah. It's not the fucking UN. Yep, exactly. She's correct.
Go try on your stuff. And then there was a book that's encouraging Japanese people to race mix. Now, I think you played this clip already once, Henrik, but
yeah.
I was like, does he look fully Japanese? Like, I've been to Japan. I don't remember seeing guys like that. His hair, and he himself doesn't really look fully Japanese.
I think he's
Japanese.
A product of the propaganda of the book that he doesn't like. Listen to this.
Take a look at this book that's been trending in Japan that's been encouraging Japanese people to race mix with Africans. And when we look at the very bottom corner of this book cover, what do we find? A very peculiar looking star there. And when we translate the words that's right next to it, what does it mean? Yamato Jewish Friendship Association. Every single time.
No! All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, he kind of looks half.
Yeah, he looks
half African, half Japanese. He's got something, himself,
I don't know. It's like, the way he speaks English, right? He's like not in Japan.
No, he's
an American. Yeah. You know, so it throws you off. But
what kind of American?
The glasses, the facial hair. Yeah, like, I've been to Japan. I don't remember much facial guys
someone
having
in chat
facial
said
hair.
She looked like Erica Kirk. It's funny. Yeah. Who said that in the chat? That's funny. All right.
Erica Kirk would never say nigger though.
No, she'd be like, oh my gosh, I love you guys. You know, Spiteful Mutants, Greg
she'd
needs to.
Primary one next.
No, to avoid the report fag fed. Okay. All right.
So should we talk about Indians before we take a break? Or do you want to take a break?
Oh, this is funny too. Did you see this one? This picture is trending in Japan. Did you see this one? Did you see this one? I'm not sure if it is trending, but, you know, yeah.
It needs to be. I think they would think it's funny. Though
Indians, yeah, what do you think? Yeah, time wise here, should we take a break or should we do the Indian segment?
I guess we could do that real quick, the Indian segment.
Sure,
just mention it's
hey, last thing here guys before we take a little break for After Flash. Then if you do like the show, if you want to support it, Rumble, give us a Rumble rant. If you're on Rumble watching, we appreciate your support of the show. We're only here because of you guys, so we appreciate every single one of you.
Yes,
much appreciated. You can use donorbox.org/redasstips. You can just put don't forget to check the little box that says write us a comment, and that'll come up on our end here. We'll read that. You can use Ko-Fi. You can also use powerchat.live/redeyes. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you.
I do have another one actually over there. Good show as always. Clint, thank you. I've come across info that says 13 bloodlines supposedly rule the world from the shadows. Unfortunately, most of those names are of white ethnicity. If this is true, why would they want the white race eradicated? Yeah, through extinction-level mass migration or other interested parties such as Jewish supremacists acting on their own without interference from the aforementioned families. I'm stumped and curious as to your thoughts on this.
So Fritz Springmeier really kind of solidified that this is like old OG conspiracy stuff. You know what I mean? I don't, there's some there, but it's as I was going through a lot of that material later on, as you kind of learn more. I mean, I think he had, let me see if I can actually get a reminder of the families that he had on there. Let me just search for that real quick. But it was a very early, like New World Order. Yeah. Okay. Here they are here. Astor, right? Bundy, Collins, DuPont, Freeman, Kennedy, Lee, Onassis, Rockefeller, Rothschilds. That's, I think, the first one of them, right? Russell,
Van... Jake and Courtney Stewart sent $40. Hey, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Miss you all.
Aww.
Miss you guys as well.
Love you, girl. Miss ya.
Wish you could have been at the bonfire.
I know.
Yesterday. We miss awesome. You guys. Hope you're doing well. Thank you so much, guys. Much appreciated. Always good to hear from you guys. Van Doyen and then Merovingian, which is like... That's the 13th bloodline are there, or the family. But yes, the point of that is, to go back to the previous super chat right there, Fritz Springmeier had this deflection, basically, of the whole, like, who's really at the root of this, right? I don't know if that is because it came from a very, like, hardcore Christian perspective. So don't talk about Jews, you know, like, the don't attack the chosen people. I don't know if that was the reason for it. But short answer is much of his work... The idea sounds like, oh, families control things, but most of the families that he targeted, most of that, as far as I understand it, have been, like, discredited. I mean, there's so many other powerful families that are not mentioned there. They have way more power. And then you have the Vatican version of that, where, like, no, it's the, you know, the survivals of, like, the de Medici or the Corsica family, or I even forget some of them now, but, like, oh, they hold all the power in the world, you know, kind of thing. No, it's the British royal family, you know what I mean?
But yeah, that wouldn't make sense if it was white, you know, elites wanting to eradicate their own. For what? Because then they won't really still have their elite status and all the luxuries and lifestyles and things that they love.
I mean, mentions
they live in white areas.
Astor there in the beginning, and that's kind of, I think the Astor family is on and off in terms of, like, are they or are they not? Let me just see. But wasn't it at one of the Astors that died in the Titanic? Okay, they say Italian origin, but okay, all right.
Those Italians, you know.
I'm saying it's like this.
Damn Italians replacing white people.
It's going back to, like, oh, the mob, right? It's like, oh, it's, look at the Italian mob, what they're doing.
No,
you know?
I don't buy that.
Ignore
at all.
The Hebrew mob, but anyway.
Exactly.
One of the Astors died in the Titanic, right? That's the whole Jekyll Island, Federal Reserve, you know, that whole thing, the insurance scam around Titanic. There's an interesting story there. I don't know if it's all true, but I wouldn't be surprised if it is all true. But I thought one of the Astors were opposed to some of that stuff. And whoever the Astor, I forget which member of the family was now, but if he would have been on the inside of things, I would assume he would have been much like many other people that were meant to go on the Titanic that didn't show up that day, much like the towers of, you know, during 9/11, for example. But anyway, let's wrap up on the Indian stuff here then.
Yeah, I mean, this is disappointing, but there's always an answer. Indians become Australia's largest migrant group for the first time, overtaking England. The figures show that Indian-born population has reached 971,020 people. Man, they're like every single... I'm sure it's more than that. Slightly higher than the 970,950 residents born in England. This change reflects a shift in Australia's migration. It's just a shift. Don't worry about it. Overseas-born residents in the country, it has risen 32% in 2025, the highest level recorded since 1891.
Yep.
Yeah. In 2001, Indians made up 95,000 of the population. 25 years later, now it's almost a million. That's happened fast. And it's just, it's not a big deal. It's just a shift. Just going to go on as normal. And then when they're the majority, then what?
Well, then they take over and they create and they recreate the world that they did in their countries. And we'll get to that in just a moment. I got a couple of clips on that, by the way.
It'll be like India, what's happening in South Africa. Then they take over what white people have built and been like, it's ours now. And then they suppress the white people.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Narendra Modi's secret weapon, India's diaspora. Migrants help campaign for the prime minister at home and lobby for the country abroad. I've shown these headlines a couple of times, but check this one out. The next year party's general secretary said the BJP, do they break that down what that means? I don't know. Whatever. Who cares? Saw the diaspora's India's voice abroad as, quote unquote, or quote, the way the Jewish community looks out for Israel's interest in the United States.
Look at that.
So you go back to that, the relationship between India and Israel, right? The rekindled thing. And, oh, we have Jewish heritage. And, oh, it goes back to the time of the Talmud. And we have the same values, right? Norman Finkelstein, by the way, criticized Tucker for bringing up this idea that, like, India, Israel sought to kind of not replace America's support with India's, but at least there's an alignment being sought to have happen there, right? Mm-hmm. And Finkelstein said, what is he even getting this from? And I think showed just like 20 like headlines and clips and like meetings between Netanyahu and Modi and this stuff, like, to just prove the point real quick. They're throwing these jeets in front of you to also like say, no, here's the new 2.0 version of this. Here's a new diaspora. Worry about this. This is the pro. See, pushing this right in front of your face so that you won't worry about who let them in or who lobbied for letting them in. Anyway.
And you know what else is frustrating about this is like all these groups are worried about their diaspora and our voice needs to be heard overseas and our people that are scattered overseas. Is Europe doing that for their people? No. I mean, do you ever hear European, the white diaspora, the European diaspora. We're concerned. We need to have a voice.
I'll arrive in Hooten sent $20. Each one of you is making a difference in this world. Whatever you do, good or bad, has an impact on this world. Do not hide behind the excuse that I am only one person. What can I do?
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. That's very kind of you, Ulrich. Appreciate that.
I agree.
Exactly. Just get out there and get shit done. At the end of the day, it's people that change the world. And in some cases, those people are led by individuals, you know what I mean? Or a very few, definitely. So it makes an impact. But yeah, speaking of that, the point you're making there, Lana, they're a minority. They come to our countries and they're the minority. Here's the visual comparing the population.
Ivan Hooten sent $20. That's a coward's way out. When we all take account for our responsibility and our duty as men and women, we will win. White man fight back.
Absolutely.
That's just what it is. Exactly. Thank you, Ulrich. That's very kind of you. Appreciate your support.
Yeah, I was having this conversation with some normies at a birthday party, like about Indians. Jeets.
Yep.
Forrest Eagle sent $10.
Hear him out.
Street shitters. You talked over it. I couldn't hear him out.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, exactly. I was talking to some white people, some like points that I talked about 10 years ago. I was like, there's a billion of them in their country. And then why is it that when they come to our country, they're a minority, right?
And get minority status.
Yeah. And people were like, oh my God, I never thought about that. Yeah, start thinking about it, white man.
That's right.
I'm going to tell every single white normie I meet that because everyone is noticing the Jeet menace, right?
Because on some level, I think they're supposed to. And it's not. I'm not saying therefore that it's not a problem, but I'm saying exactly according to plan.
Well,
getting the attention away from... Anyway, so I wonder why they do want to flee their countries. Why could it be? Why does Indians want to leave India? Let's check
well,
in.
I was there. I wanted to flee so fast.
Just one visual, how life-threatening it is to live in the national capital of the world's fourth largest economy. Here in Delhi, on one hand, you have an extremely polluted Yamuna River.
God.
A toxic layer of white foam is floating over it. And right above it, you can see a toxic layer of smog showing extreme air pollution.
And there's
pollution.
A guy on a boat fishing.
Yamuna Ghat in Delhi, and this building is just about a kilometer away.
Think about that when you buy the farm-grown shrimp from India. That's waters
and,
like
and,
that, right?
And
there.
Anything they say is organic and made in India. Yeah,
like,
right.
It's like the Chinese. They have some. Do you see the weird synthetic eggs? Like everything is like fake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's like the what do they do? They're like they're making eggs with some. I don't even know what it is anymore. Anyway,
we can make a buck.
Let's go back to the clip. clip.
If from where we're standing and still you can barely see it, and that tells you how bad the air pollution in Delhi currently is. That shows you the poison we are breathing in Delhi every single second.
It's the white man's fault.
Not our problem.
Around 500, which falls in the severe category. It can give long-term illnesses to even healthy people. It's affecting kids, their growth,
it's not working fast enough
even before they're born. But still, it's not considered a public health emergency in our country till now. Still, we don't have the Union Health Ministry talking about it. This pollution is now killing more people every... I'm going to show you in just
I
one...
I don't care!
Anyway, I'm just...
And there'll be white men, come help us solve this pollution problem.
Well, there's, it's the white, it's the, Union Carbide. That's some deep lore for you guys there, but it's the Union Carbide excuse like that. It's, oh my gosh, I can't believe what these white people are doing.
Last thing I want to say about Australia.
Okay, yeah, go
though,
ahead.
Too,
yeah.
Is that Trump says that he wants to help Australia reform their immigration policy. I'm like, what the F? Exactly. But like, F USA mass deportation, can't even take care of our own country. And now he's like telling Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, so maybe we can meet and talk about how I can help you, reform your immigration policy. Where's the mass deportations, buddy? How about that?
No, they fired. I had a clip. I think it was up on our Telegram, Red Ice Uncensored or Red Ice Giant. You can follow on Telegram, t.me/Red Ice Giant, new channel there. Follow us there. And I linked up the clip with Greg Bovino, the former head of the Border Patrol agent, whatever the official position is. You remember Greg, right?
Yes.
Great, like fucking, Hugo Boss aesthetics and like that. But anyway, he genuinely saw the issue and the problem. Like, he even went into, like, it's legal immigration, too, and, like, we have to deport, like, hundreds of millions or something. I forget what he said. And it's like, okay, of course. That's why Trump himself, literally, the reports came in afterwards. He had a phone call with the Tampon Tim in Minnesota right after the Peretti and whatever the other name was, right? Oh, this is bad optics or whatever. He personally fired Greg Bovino. Because, like, cold feet immediately, essentially. That's what it is. Yeah.
Anonymous sent $5. That's amore.
That's amore. Yep. That's right. Okay, so we have this one here as another one here for you. Landfills in India are the rivers. These people, and of course, this. Do you think they will treat they treat our rivers this way?
Yeah. They shit on our streets.
They do.
Just doing my job.
Master Race. No remorse, no regret. Where are you? Oh, gosh.
It's like, as long as I don't have to see it, it's fine. Yeah, and these cows are supposed to be sacred and holy, and they're
awesome.
Just drinking trash water.
Yep. Come on, dig it. Woo! Let's go. Okay.
Man.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen,
not
enjoy the
our
show.
Problem.
This is what we're here for right there. That video right there, that's this. Good stuff. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we love you all. Thank you so much for your incredible support.
Yes.
We're excited. We're heading into the weekend. We're going to have a good time. Spring is happening. We're going to spend some time with the chickens. But before
yeah,
we do that,
we're
going to be heading over to redassmembers.com, and we're going to go over to locals and subscribe. Oh, I forgot. I'm going to embed the player. If you're watching on Locals or Subscribestar, give us like 10 minutes or so, and we'll embed the After Flash player over there because we're going to head over there, and we got some more stuff to cover for you guys. So if you want to hang out after Flashback Friday, a little bit more chill, a little bit more laid back, if you enjoy the show, you'll definitely enjoy After Flash as well. So you can watch with the membership, redassmembers.com, Locals, or Subscribestar. Now, redassmembers.com, we have to manually activate your account, so you won't get direct or instant access there, but you will on Locals and Subscribestar. So we appreciate your patience if you're signing up on redassmembers.com. Usually we activate manually your account within 24 hours, so do consider it. It's only $10 a month, but it helps us tremendously. So thank you so much for your support.
Yes.
So head on over there. If you do that right now, if you're not a member, if you haven't signed up before, if you like what we do, but I've never signed up before, now is a great time to join us. We're only here because of you guys. We need your support, and we want to thrive and do well and do more and do it better. And we can only do that with your help. So we appreciate you. Thank you, guys.
That's right. The next segment, we're going to talk about 1 in 4 Germans is not German. And also, we're going to talk about the looks-maxing question.
Looks-maxing stuff, yes. I found some interesting things there regarding the ties there. Mm. Teal, that's all I say. Okay, anyway, before we wrap up here, we also want to say thank you to our executive producers and our producers. You guys are awesome. We love you guys. Thank you so much. First out the gates, the king himself, Albert Arctic Wolf. Thank you so much for your incredible support. We have William Fox, America First Books. We appreciate you as well very much, William. Thank you. We got Angry White Soccer Mom. Thank you. We have Purple Haze joining us as an executive producer together with Glenn. Thank you, Glenn, for your support. We appreciate you as well. We also have President Obunga. Thank you, Mr. Pound That Chest. We got Good Luck Lab. Thank you to you as well for your support. Appreciate you. We got Number One Jeebs. We appreciate you. Thank you for being an executive producer together with Hungarian Mom. Thank you so much. We got Sun Destroyer 520. Thank you to you as well. The Deplorable Extraordinaire. We appreciate you as well. Thank you. We got Santoso. Thank you so much, Santoso. Appreciate you. We have the Boo Man. Thank you, Boo Man. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. We got Charles Turner Jr. We appreciate you as well, Charles. Thank you for being there for us. We can be there for you guys. Same to Citizen Intel. Thank you. We appreciate you very, very much. We got DJ Snow. Thank you so much for being an executive producer. And last but not least, joining us again as a executive producer, Bertrand Compere. Thank you, sir. We also have our producers, Red Pill Rundown, Yuan Song, Lira Dumont, Ice Open, Single Action Army, Lord HB, Lovecraft, Trevor, Der Schwabe, Alcyon, Aurelian, Perfect Brute. We have Greg M, J Barr, Chris W, Skarsinski, Muskrat, Centurion, Scott James Henderson, Deer in the Headlights, Joseph W, and Ernst Jaeger. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. We love you guys. We appreciate you so much. Get your name in the credits. Get a special shout out from us here at Red Ice. And of course, help us Red grow and expand as well. You can do that at redicemembers.com or subscribestar.com/redice. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate you. Hey, if you're watching on Rumble, like the stream, share the links and all that good stuff. You can find us on Telegram, Rumble, BitChute, Odyssey, redice.tv, redicemembers.com. We're on Gab, a number of other places as well.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Gab.
Yeah. We're still on Gab. You know, can share it there. Telegram. Okay. So, yeah. Thank you, guys. We will be back here with more in just give us about 10 or so, and then we'll see
Sounds
you guys
good.
On the outside of the break. Folk first. We'll see you later. Take care. Bye-bye. Now, do make sure that you follow us on our Rumble channel for more Red Ice TV on rumble.com or on X at Red Ice TV. You can, of course, go to redice.tv as well. Tune in to our live streams and shows, Flashback Friday, live on Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern, No-Go Zone Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern. We also do interviews, videos, clips, and Western Warrior is available Tuesdays, exclusive for our supporters and subscribers at redicemembers.com or on our locals, redicetv.locals.com or subscribestar.com/redice. Get a membership, check out everything that we do, and support the show.